It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, there's really not a lot that is hot, I would say, in the markets here today. But I would, if I had to pick a market, I would have to say wheat. You know, we've seen 8 of the last 9 sessions trade higher. We've had good demand with China coming in and buying, I think it was 3-4 jags of wheat last week, well over 1 million metric ton. Rumor is that they're coming in to buy more. So I think, you know, wheat would probably be the one that has the best outlook just because of the increase in demand right now.
Sure. And then we did set back a little bit on some profit taking, I guess, which is kind of healthy too for a market.
Oh, you bet it is. I mean, it helps give opportunity, and, you know, those that missed out buying on the first time, now they get a second chance to come in. And everybody likes to see a market make a run, but then when it pulls back, that's when you get more players to come in.
Sure. What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to have to go with pretty much everything else. I mean, you know, right now we seem to be lukewarm. We're going, you know, 2 weeks left of the, you know, the full trading weeks left of the calendar year for trading. So I think the market has already somewhat got into the holiday mode. We've got decent demand. There's rumors of strong demand. That's helping to put some underlying support underneath it. We still are concerned about South America weather. That seems to be one of the other main drivers. But, you know, last week we put gold into the hot factor. It went in, hit an all-time new contract high, but then reversed. So that's kind of cooled off. And cattle continued to be a little bit on the negative side.
Sure. That livestock market's been a tough one.
It has been. I mean, you know, it's just like trying to catch a falling knife. I think it's creating a buying opportunity, but nobody really wants to step in front and try to catch this thing. So right now, I think, you know, we're going to be looking in a small long position. That market's got a little bit more room to move to the downside.
Thanks, Randy. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. Futures and options have risk.